Upset alert, upset alert, upset alert. Yes, sir. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Again, my voice getting back up there a little bit. I wish I had my full voice, boy. Ooh, but anyways, thank you so much for tuning in this podcast. Sorry about my voice. It's a work in progress. But anyways, well, it could get messed up even more because of what happened last night. But anyways, before we get into the baseball postcast, Upset City, like, subscribe, leave us a rating, hit the alarm bell. Every time we post content, K-State, you'll be first to know about it. As well, Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California, Podbean app, of course, haven't been on there. I'm not going to be doing any this week, trying to get my voice back to at least 100% or whatever you want to call that. But yeah, Podbean, Greer 380's podcast, my voice is normal on that, but haven't recorded anything and probably going to stay away from it at least for the rest of the weekend here over there. But we did record last weekend, so if you missed out any K-State content over there, please go ahead and do that over there as well. Oh my goodness, we own Arkansas, baby. We own them boys. Woo! Oh my goodness. Last night, K-State began their continued their gauntlet of a schedule in Arlington, Texas. MG Bank College Baseball Series began last night for K-State. And so remember, I said in the preview, in the weekend preview show, that things are different. Obviously, K-State had kind of bringing in a new team and whatnot. And we beat this team last year when it mattered, right? Excuse me. But hey, last night, I said you need to work on pitching. Leave your starters in a little longer. Give them a chance, at least Coach Hughes, right? And not only that, I think that game gave him a lot of confidence. Coming here, okay, we can play with these dudes, whatnot. And look, before this game, right, they were leading against North Carolina, who was, what, sixth ranked. That was their last game. And the turnaround, boy, a win like this can start some building blocks for the season. Pete Hughes, K-State upsets Arkansas again last night. Count of 3-2 in Arlington, Texas last night. Thank you to Micah C. It's going to get messed up. Micah Dean, go ahead and run the seventh inning. There as the Cats clamp down on Arkansas's bats as well. Let me see if I can pull the box score up here. Slowly loading for whatever reason. Usually pops up on the screen. There it is. Yeah, so how about it, folks? The confidence. Pete Hughes. I should have read quotes there for that. But anyways, yeah, go to Pete Hughes right now here. Saying after the upset over Arkansas, they could have probably upset North Carolina, but again, it's about avoiding the big inning, right? It's about avoiding the big inning. I said that. I mean, what killed K-State in that 4 runs in the seventh inning against North Carolina? You can't have that. You can't have that. I'm gonna take a swig of water. We're gonna take a timeout. We'll be back at this postcast. Welcome back to the postcast, winning postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Again, again, K-State Nation, I apologize. My voice isn't quite back yet, but I could not avoid not the mic because, hey, we upset Arkansas last night in the MG Bank College. Oh, my goodness. What was it? Yeah, College Baseball Series. I didn't want to get it wrong. College Baseball Series at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas last night. Pete Hughes saying, quote, so proud of our guys for their toughness and resilience through a challenging stretch. And he goes on to say, quote, we had great pitching and our guys competed in the zone all night. Defensively, we played clean baseball. Offensively, we executed situational baseball well and performed well against a really good arm there as well. I talk about his pitching. Give your starting pitcher a chance. Don't just throw him out there for an inning. You don't want to do that. And I've been hard on coaches on that. Who spring training, that I understand that. This is not spring training. This is regular season baseball. Give your starters at least to the fifth inning Or I'll even go and say the fourth inning. None of that, right? But to let a pitcher, if they're getting crushed around, then yeah, you make that change. But if they're going good, you leave them in the ball game. Right? So, but for, I'm just looking about here this pitching right here. K-State, look at this. Two pitchers instead of using six, seven, eight pitchers in that, right? But Jacob Frost, what a ball game for him. He pitched 5 1/3, 4 hits, 2 runs, both, and those were the only runs for Arkansas in that ball game last night. We're charged to Frost, 2 walks, struck out 6. Blake Dean took care of the rest. 3 2/3, 3 hits, nothing for Arkansas. Not even a walk in 5 strikeouts. That is how you upset top 10 opponents right there. Solid pitching and defense there. Wins you ball games right there as well. K-State, and they had a 2-0 lead. They got the first run of this game in the first inning. Then added one in the fourth. And then, of course, the go-ahead run in the seventh. Arkansas got both the runs in the sixth via the home run ball. And that was it for them. K-State, 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors. That's how you, that's winning baseball right there. That is winning baseball right there, K-State Nation. And if I had my full voice back, boy, I'd be going crazy. Y'all know it. But try not to go too crazy with my voice going all out totally. I'm trying to get it back. But it ain't getting back this way. That's for sure. But hey, I do a podcast, so I got to hop on here after an upset win over Arkansas last night in the M&T Bank College Baseball Series Game 1 for K-State last night, 3-2, Eddie Gritter 3rd. Arkansas was ranked 5th in the country last night. Well, in the country going into this week. And remember, we upset this team in the Fayetteville Regional. They were the number 1 seed in all college baseball in the postseason. We upset them, too. We own Arkansas, baby. Arkansas, 2 runs, 7 hits, no errors. Blake Dean gets the win, and they beat Tate McGuire, handing him a loss in this baseball game last night. Let me see. Now take a look at the, well, let's go to the other pitcher here real quick. Tate McGuire, he got the loss. But Gabe Gekko, whatever you want to say it. Bob Butcher's last name, but whatever. 5 2/3, 5 hits. Both runs were earned. He walked 4 K-Staters in 2 strikeouts. He started for Razorbacks last night in his baseball game. Dante Lewis hit a leadoff spot for the first time all season long. He went 0-4 in his ball game. D. Kennedy continues to hit 2-4 last night. Drove in a run. Micah Dean also drove in the game winner in the seventh inning. And Shantaro, my guy. Shantaro, yes, sir. He scored. He drove in a run last night as well. He went 1-for-3 in the game. David Bishop. See the bomb of the order coming up big. Combination of 4 hits. Between the 7th, 8th, and 9th hitters. That's going to get something done right there. You can turn it over to your top end of the lineup. Of course, Dante didn't get a hit last night. But you can turn it up. You can turn the lineup over. And that creates RBI opportunities there. And the bottom order was getting it done. They're the MVP last night. Yeah, but the MVP really goes to Jacob Frost going that deep there in this baseball game as K-State. And we sat with a poppy now. Last week, and saying, oh, they ain't got no chance to win. We doubted them. Well, they proved us wrong again, upsetting Arkansas last night, 3-2. Now they got to turn around and play, I believe, Michigan later on this afternoon, first pitch. I believe it's after 2 o'clock. And, of course, the Casey Williams basketball team, it's going to be an emotional senior day today, going against their rival KU, hoping to sweep them as well. We'll have postcasts of that as well. So busy, busy Saturday here for K-State and the course. Don't forget, let's not forget about women's tennis and women's golf. I think women's golf starts tomorrow. They start tomorrow. I did a preview with the same quality of my voice. So go check that out as well. I know it sounds probably annoying by now, but I could not avoid the mic here, especially when your team, when K-State Nation, upsets a top 10 opponent again, beating Arkansas yet again by a count of 3-2. I promise I'm feeling better on the outside. It's the voice that is giving me the issue here as well. So K-State now goes to 2-4 on the year. They got to around play a couple more opponents, beginning with Michigan, and then they'll take on TCU, who's ranked 22, but that's tomorrow there as well. What a win last night for Pete Hughes and company there. That's a huge win. That could go a long way here, especially if they were to make the post-NCAA postseason yet again. What a win last night. What a win. Big win. Last night for the Wild Backcast, Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You get it. Remember, podcasts found free to be able daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content. I'm going to put a pin on it right now on this winning upset postcast edition of Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State upset City 3, fifth ranked Arkansas 2. We did it again to him. We did it again to him last night. Eddie Greer, Alex Hayden. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Cats.